Highs in the mid to upper 60s, plenty of sunshine, just a beautiful day. I think we'll be near 70 on Monday and dry. Then scattered showers returning Monday night through Tuesday, Wednesday, and probably Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Ivey's study group on criminal justice reform released its report Thursday. The group recommends changes to reduce recidivism and undertake sentencing reform. The group also recommends increased oversight of the state prison system. Prison reform is expected to be a major topic in the upcoming legislative session. No arrest after a deadly shooting in Montgomery Thursday night. Police say a man was shot and killed in the 1800 block of Hilldale Drive. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And the town of Pike Road announced that a Publix grocery store will soon join the community. Mayor Gordon Stone says this project has been in the works for years. Stone says Publix is expected to open in late spring of 2021. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger.
No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at AlabamaDumpster.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at IndependentGlassCO.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, old glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life, without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance. Under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is down 518 points. Ooh, there we go. Temperature outside started changing a little while ago. It was, went from nice to cool. Let me bring in Mr. Producer while I'm looking this up. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
52 degrees, very moist outside with the humidity. How we doing today, big guy?
Oh, I'm just dandy. I'm good. I'm good.
Are you living a thrill a minute in your life?
Yeah.
272-9228, TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. By the way, we do the drawing for the Squeaky Farm Market gift basket today. What time? Oh, glad you asked. 2:30, 2:45. Who can get in that? Oh, glad you asked that, too. Anybody can get in. But if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Squeaky Farm Market, they've got the $25 Boston Butt Super Bowl special. Dan Morris Show, 280 Farm. You must call it in. You must say Dan Morris Show. And you get it for $25 and pick it up today, tomorrow, or Sunday. Is a great, great deal. So you're doing okay? Only okay this Friday, big guy? Friday.
Yeah, no, I'm just looking to that weekend going, get here already.
Oh, man.
Well, it should be a good show, though, today.
You're 2 hours and 49 minutes away.
Yeah. No, it's... I've learned the hard way over the last few years that... you can complain, but nobody listens. And it doesn't do you any good yourself.
Doesn't do any good at all.
And there's a lot of fun news to cover, too.
Yeah, we do have a lot of news here. I have to share with you, I've been dealing with Senator Shelby's office, who has been absolutely outstanding on this impeachment, getting me information on it. Shelby was on the judiciary and was head of the judiciary at one time. And so he's got, his staff has got some real contacts, and I wanted to give a shout-out to them. I kind of got a briefing on what to expect today, and let me kind of lay out the mechanics here. We've had Lamar Alexander say that he is not going to vote for witnesses. They're about to have the discussion about witnesses. The Pelosi, Schumer, all the Democrats out there basically said, if you don't have witnesses, you don't have a trial, so therefore an acquittal really isn't an acquittal. I know, it's sickening. But basically, here's what we have. If Murkowski says, I want witnesses, then it goes to a tie, and the person who can break the tie is the Chief Justice himself. The belief is that he will not break the tie if it gets to a tie.
Right.
But if he does break the tie and breaks it in favor of witnesses, then what you do is you have a vote on witnesses. And from what I understand, it kind of goes several ways. You have one vote. Do you want witnesses or not? If you want witnesses, then you need 51 votes to get witnesses, or 50-50 with the Chief Justice with you. If that happens, then you have to decide on which witnesses and how are you going to do it. And I understand that what they will do, something I mentioned a week ago, is they'll say, they'll do a motion. I have a motion that we have the defense gets two witnesses and the impeachment managers get two witnesses. Their choice, take one from column A and one from column B and put them together. That motion passes, and that's what it is. Then you can have another motion that says, I have a motion that we basically discard the motion for two and that we do three. And if that passes, then you're moved it to three, two is discarded. And you can kind of keep going on with that if that's the case. What will not happen, understand, it will not be, there's going to be, if it were to pass, there's going to be something that says the Chief Justice will decide what witnesses are pertaining to the hearing or not. That's going to be brought up. That will not pass. I clearly see that. Doing it witness by witness isn't going to pass either. That will get shot down. And if it's somebody brings up a motion and we have John Bolton, that will fail. And then what they'll do is they'll kind of throw in a Hunter Biden. The whistleblower is now at a whole new level of importance to everybody. That is kind of where everybody's kind of focused on. And I'm talking about behind the scenes and, you know, a whole bunch of people out there. Not just Rand Paul, but Lindsey Graham and everybody. Did you get two emails from me?
I got two, yes.
Or three. Should have gotten three.
Yeah, I didn't get the first one.
Didn't get the first one?
Yeah, I got two and three. I didn't get number one. But, I just find it is the most bizarre thing that everybody pretends they don't know who the whistleblower is, but they know enough to stop anybody even mentioning who is possibly the whistleblower.
I say, such a fraud.
It really is.
But this whistleblower, I'm telling you, it's from talking to somebody in Shelby's office. There's so many people on this thing, and I understand, including Burr with the Intelligence Committee, but you have Lindsey Graham, you have Burr. You've got a lot of people. Once this thing's over, it's the Ukraine stuff and whistleblower stuff is just beginning when you get down to that. This ain't over. It's gonna be interesting. Let's listen to Peter Ducey talking about interview with Trump pre-Des Moines rally.
Also tonight, before his rally, President Trump caught up with our own Peter Ducey, well, for a pretty wide-ranging interview, and Peter now joins us live from Des Moines, Iowa with the sneak preview. Well, let's see. I see him been running into quid pro quo Joe, or your news person, Joe Biden, a lot, and now you get interviews with the president. Joe got hostile with you. I hope it didn't happen with President Trump.
No, but we did want to check in with the president because we've been hearing Democrats talk about him here in Iowa for the last couple of months, and so we spoke for a few minutes here in Des Moines, and the president, in between other things that he's got going on, has been paying attention and checking in with his Republican allies on Capitol Hill, and he told me tonight that he thinks there's going to be bipartisan support for him as votes come up on things like witnesses, acquittal, or removal. Listen to this.
I got to watch a little bit. It's very boring to watch. I have to say that. It's very boring. I call it the impeachment hoax, and that's what it is. It's a hoax. It should have never taken place, should have never been allowed to happen. But I have great confidence in Republican senators and probably some Democrats from what I understand, Peter.
The president also told me he thinks the Republican Senate will be fair to him as he tries to get Iowans focused on other stuff like the USMCA and potential benefits to farmers. And again, those are farmers who have been hearing a lot from Democratic candidates from the last few months. But now on the eve of the caucuses, they're hearing from the president.
It's interesting. Fox has changed their style in handling the president's rallies. And they used to carry it portal to portal. Now what they do is they have them split screen, they do their shows, and if they find something good, they'll go in and they'll play that piece of what was good. But the parts, you can go C-SPAN and you can see it. CNN, MSNBC does not show it. So Fox, the only outlet for that, is no longer there. Did you hear the cheeky question that Elizabeth Warren?
I did. I saw that live. I tuned into Special Report Brett Baier, and they pretty much played the impeachment trial wall to wall. And that was
cheeky.
Yeah, that's a word for it.
Let's listen to Elizabeth, the Chief Justice, reading Elizabeth Warren's question. And I'm sorry I couldn't segment this out and put it up on my website, but the Chief Justice was pistola.
The question from Senator Warren is for the House managers. At a time when large majorities of Americans have lost faith in government, does the fact that the Chief Justice is presiding over an impeachment trial in which Republican senators have thus far refused to allow witnesses or evidence contribute to the loss of legitimacy of the Chief Justice, the Supreme Court, and the Constitution?
Bitch.
Really?
I mean, and the look on his face, because he puts it down and just kind of looks out like, you don't do that with the Chief Justice.
And even Adam Schiff, who it was addressed to, came up to the microphone and goes, respectfully, Senator, I don't think it undermines faith in the Chief Justice. Like, what the hell is Elizabeth Warren doing?
It was nutty. It was absolutely nutty with what they were doing. So with that, let's listen to Mark Meadows on the desperate, talk about the desperate Dems here.
Congressman, the House impeachment team just looked really desperate today. As you and I were sitting here just preparing to go on the air, Adam Schiff was making up another conversation. He made up the transcript. He made up a conversation that the president had behind closed doors with Vladimir Putin. You can't make this up, but it just happened.
Well, it did just happen. The interesting thing is he knows he's not going to win this trial, so he's hoping he wins an Academy Award because he's putting on the most unbelievable show tonight. The problem is it's not based on facts, and we continue to see his hypocrisy each and every hour, and it gets more and more passionate as the evening wears on. And it's a sad day for the House Democrats, but it's a Saturday for America. To put our country through this and to put the president through it, shame on them.
And the group coming out and talking yesterday was really good, and the way they did it, was really good. It's Adam Schiff really did. We're going to get to that cut in a little bit, but Adam Schiff literally made up a conversation between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin talking about, if you'll do this, then I won't send money to Ukraine. I mean, Adam Schiff's just a pathological liar, as you'll hear Newt Gingrich say. News on 93.1, Demo Show, and we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going,
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1587. 636-8, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Friday. Okay, let's continue on with Mark Meadows and Laura Ingram talking about witnesses here. Listen in.
Now, White House attorney, the Energizer Bunny, otherwise known as Pat Philbin, swatted down claims that acquittal will strip Congress of any of its oversight power.
To say now that all of oversight will be destroyed forever if you accept the president's arguments is totally false. It's totally misleading. Because they weren't purporting to do just regular oversight. And as we've pointed out several times, the October 8th letter said specifically, if you want to return to regular oversight, we're happy to do that. As we have in the past, it was the House Democrats that didn't want to take that route.
By the way, he's become the pinup boy for, you know, law nerds, like Pat Philbin. But that's an amazing point, right? That the Democrats refused to even work with the White House unless it was total submission to whatever Schiff and Nadler wanted.
Listen, I was in the rooms. And by the way, we call Pat Jack Webb just the facts, ma'am.
You know, oh, no, he's just so keeps great. Going he's there. Not a showboater.
No, he's not. You know, he's a workhorse and he's doing a great job. But I was in the deposition room with Adam Schiff, and he talks about fairness. Tonight, he went on about fairness, and I was about to pull my hair out as I listened to that, because each and every time we would get in there, ask questions, say, well, why don't we call this witness? Why don't we go ahead and make sure that we bring forth this kind of evidence? If it was to the president's advantage at all, the answer was always consistently no. And yet, Pat makes a good point. If they're really serious about this, they should have been serious before they voted on impeachment several weeks ago.
If they were serious, they should have voted, should have done this several weeks ago. I tell you, this whole thing is so flawed, and the Democrats are blaming the Republicans. That is Donald Trump's fault. Donald Trump's fault. Donald Trump made us do this. It is crazy what they're doing here. Mark Meadows on Adam Schiff and the floor comment that he made. This is interesting.
Instead of forcing or trying to force the Senate to do their job for them, that's not how it works.
That's exactly what they're doing, trying to force the Senate to do the job, because what they wanted was a mark on this president's resume more so than they wanted a conviction.
Pat Cipollone, the White House counsel, went right at Adam Schiff for not responding to a question specifically about the whistleblower. This was good.
I listened to Manager Schiff come up here and say he won't even dignify a legitimate question about his staff with a response. I think you deserve an answer to that question. Stop assuming that everybody has horrible motives. In the puritanical rage of just everybody's doing something wrong except for you, you cannot be questioned. That's part of the problem here.
You know, every time that the questions get close to Adam Schiff and the whistleblower and the coordination and what I would say a legitimate conspiracy, he didn't want to answer it. He was so right to call him out on that. It was an unbelievable moment as we were up close just to see the tension in the room as Pat Cipollone did a great job.
No, and Pat's like, you're laying waste or attempting to everyone around you, but you can never be questioned. That must be that's a nice deal to be.
He thinks he's above the law.
And what happened is the question was about his staff and the interaction with whistleblowers and other people. And Adam Schiff took great exception to that. I mean, he got up and he was a little huffy, let's say. And that was the comment that they were making. And the defense fired back at him and said, you know, it's all about you. Everybody's wrong but you. And that, to me, summarizes Adam Schiff perfectly. Everybody is wrong but him. He's the only guy, and I know people like this, he's the only guy that's right. Everybody else is wrong.
Ooh, that's dangerous.
Oh, yeah. These are people that do really bad things out there, which I think Adam Schiff was probably one of those. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low, fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, Lightstream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster.
Senators at the impeachment trial today will hear debate and then vote on whether to call witnesses. That does not appear to have enough Republican support to happen.
Republican senators who decide to go against the will of the people will have to reckon with it.
That's top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer, Wyoming Republican John Barrasso.
It's for us to make the decision on the case that they bring, and I'm ready to vote and ready to vote to acquit the president.
Every other Senate impeachment trial of presidents and others has had witnesses. Delta and American Airlines say they'll suspend flights to China.
The State Department has issued a level 4 travel advisory, the highest level, directing Americans not to travel to China due to the coronavirus outbreak. The disease has already claimed more than 200 lives in that country, with nearly 10,000 people infected. There are 6 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the U.S.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of scattered showers will be around from time to time today and into the early evening hours tonight. And those showers will taper off, I think, during the overnight hours tonight. The high today in the mid-50s, low tonight at around 42. Tomorrow, an isolated shower is not completely out of the question. I think the rain chances are very small. We'll see a high around 60 tomorrow, and then Super Bowl Sunday is still looking great. Highs in the mid to upper 60s, plenty of sunshine, just a beautiful day. I think we'll be near 70 on Monday and dry, then scattered showers returning Monday night through Tuesday, Wednesday, and probably Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Here's 729-228, that's where we are. Murkowski has said she will not vote for witnesses. So that means this is all, the show's over and the monkey's dead.
Good.
Well, but let me tell you this. It ain't over.
Right.
It is not over. And in talking to the staff person, and they have been so good, I want to shout out to Richard Shelby's office. He's got some great staff, absolutely great staff. And they don't... Oh, by the way, you know, they told me that not one single major media outlet, not one, in the entire state of Alabama, has called to ask about the impeachment and the nuts and bolts of it. Not one, no newspaper, no television, nobody.
As you call yourself, it took little Dan Morris to call up Richard Shelby.
Yeah.
To be the first media to reach out.
Well, it's crazy. And we had a discussion about this, said that particularly the news, the TV, yeah, rely so much on national news, they're not going to go in and kind of find where they can talk intelligently about it.
Right.
And so they just rely on net. And he said the nets just, a lot of times, don't have this stuff right. And they make assumptions that just aren't there. But, he said, yeah, this isn't over. They're going to go back to the well, and they're going to be stupid to do it, but they don't have any other choice. This whole thing is bad news for them. And they're talking among themselves, because I shared my experience in Washington, D.C., and totally agreed that you get in a room and all the people are talking. It sounds like such a great idea when you got all these people are like mine, but all the people outside the room think you're nuts.
Right.
That you're drinking heavily or you're doing some serious drugs. And they just don't get it. They do not realize how mad. He said, now, what we do here is from constituents, get those people out, get this thing done.
Right, right.
Get them out of here. It's, Wes just texted me, can the House do impeachment number 2 on the same articles? Yes.
Oh, they can.
They can.
See, I thought that it would have to be a different set of articles. But
no, there's no double jeopardy.
Okay.
They can go, and they can... I don't think they'll do the exact same articles. I think what they'll do is they'll add something to it. I think the boating thing and some other stuff. I think they'll probably go try to do the witnesses, Mulvaney and others. And maybe they'll go back and do it right this time. Maybe they'll go back and actually do an impeachment inquiry vote versus Queen of San Francisco saying, this is done. I am the sole arbiter of this whole thing. That's where they messed up. Let me tell you something. These folks, they have a full-time judiciary staff that's doing nothing but working on impeachment and the nuts and bolts and history of it. That's why we got so much information on this thing, because they were kind of hungry to kind of pass it out, but they're servicing all 53 of the Republican senators if they want it. But they said they're impressed. They're very, very impressed. And I'm impressed with Shelby's office of how knowledgeable they are. But they can come back and come back and come back and come back. If they do it, it will look like exactly what it is. And when they say, well, if he's been acquitted and there hadn't been a trial, he really hadn't been acquitted. No, Nancy, that's not correct. Okay, let me stay with Mark Meadows here. Mark Meadows on the Biden doctrine. This one kind of caught him by surprise.
There was a moment that just happened on the floor where the issue of Joe Biden and what he said in 1999 about the necessity of having witnesses during an impeachment trial, that emerged.
In no case did the Senate decline to consider a motion for summary disposition as beyond the Senate's authority or forbidden by the Constitution. The framers did not mean that this political process was to be a partisan process. Instead, they meant it to be political in the higher sense. The process was to be conducted in the way that would best secure the public interest, or in their phrase, the general welfare. That was the Biden doctrine of impeachment proceedings. Now, some members in this chamber agreed with that. Some members that serve as managers also agreed with that. But now the rules are different. The rules are different because Manager Schiff just moments ago did what he's now famous for and created a conversation purportedly from the President of the United States regarding Russia hacking of Burisma. And it's the same thing he did when he started his hearings. So this is a common practice. But if we want to look at common practice and common procedures, the Biden rule is one. I'd like to address something else. Because we've heard it time and time again about two judges have decided this issue of executive privilege. I want to address two things very quickly. My very first case at the Supreme Court of the United States, and it was a long time ago, over 33 years ago. My client lost in the district court. They said, well, we'll appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Went to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, was not so successful. We didn't win there either. My client said, well, what do we do? I said, well, we have one option. We could file a petition for certiorari to the Supreme Court of the United States. Chances are they're not going to take the case. But at this point, it's an important issue to you, so why don't we proceed? My client agreed to proceed. A petition for certiorari was granted, and the court reversed 9-0 the Court of Appeals in the district court. And that's why you continue to utilize courts when appropriate. That's why you do it.
Okay, so you just heard Jay Sekulow on the Biden rule. The Politico just got its hands on this memo from 1999 at about 8:30 tonight.
Right.
We got word that Hawley was going to ask a question about this, which is what he was responding to. That is devastating.
Well, so you've got someone that actually argued it with Chuck Schumer. So it's interesting, a four-page memo that said you
not
shouldn't.
Not necessary.
Yeah, you don't need the witnesses. You don't need to have it when it comes before the Senate. And so here we are with the hypocrisy argument again from my House Democrat colleagues. The interesting thing is at the end of the day, the facts are on the president's side. And if the Democrats are honest with the arguments they've consistently made throughout history, they will go ahead and vote for no witnesses and will acquit and get this over with tomorrow.
And my gut feeling on all this, I can't prove it because there's a lot of stuff we haven't seen. But my gut feeling is that withholding of that aid was not leverage over Ukraine because Ukrainians didn't know about it. I think it was leverage over the damn bureaucracy to actually look into things and to get them to move. And that's why I think they reacted to a large degree. And I don't think this was like, oh, they heard the call and were like, oh, we got to do something. I think this has been in the works for some time, as we've seen over the last 3 years.
Yeah, I think they heard the call and they heard that they were talked about Biden, and that scared the crap out of them.
Yes.
I'm telling you, this Vindman whistleblower stuff ain't over. It ain't over. And that was given to me loud and clear that they are looking into this stuff. It may not be tomorrow, may not be the next day, but it is coming. They're going to get this behind them and let the dust settle, and then they're going to come up. All the things that they wanted to do have been held up because of this impeachment, and there's so much that they want to do. And this person I was talking to is very much a political knowledgeable person and understands the dynamics of the whole thing, understands that the Durham thing, you had to do IG first before Durham, you had to get rid of the impeachment before you start doing other committee meetings, clearly understood all of that, very knowledgeable. And it's coming, and the whistleblower, Vindman, and that whole thing, that's going to be big. Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, man.
How are you?
Pretty good, Dan. Friday.
TGIF and all that.
Yeah, of course, when you're retired, every day's Friday. Hey, Dan.
Do you think he did that, Joe, just to hurt me?
The thing is, Dan, by the time you retire, I'll probably be in a nursing home or something.
I'll come and visit you.
No, just, hey, I don't know if you caught it last. I talked to Joey about it last night. It was about 10:30. They were just getting wrapping everything up. I think they had one last question left. It was from Amy Klobuchar. And the Chief Justice read and then said, would you like to respond to this before we close things out? And they showed in there, and Adam Schiff is getting up to speak, and Jerry Nadler, who's sitting close to the mic, he hops up in front of him and goes to the mic, and you can hear Schiff, he's standing behind him going, Jerry, Jerry? And he cut him off, and it was
So Jerry Bear got in front of Nadler, Adam Schiff, because there's no way Adam Schiff could get around.
No, he couldn't get around
Jerry Bear unless he was taking the beltway.
Yeah, that's right. Because Jerry was standing
285 and turn left.
That was so funny. And Adam's going, Jerry, Jerry. God. Oh, what a bunch of clowns.
Yeah, let me tell you, their echo chamber is telling them that they're doing everything right. They're doing everything they're supposed to. It's all patriotic. It's all constitutional. Everything is good. The nation ain't saying that.
No, and you could tell by watching the early shows this morning. Those they know it's over with.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know if you watched your buddy there, Joe, this morning.
I did. I watched a little of it.
Did you hear? They were talking about something he brought up the gross national product, and then he claims that the media is in cahoots with Trump.
Yeah, that's
on the economy. That he said the media's. I mean, the media. Trump isn't getting any support from the media.
Let me tell you something. When something is not working the way it's supposed to work in their amount, and particularly when they have kind of done the pronostication of the whole thing, they blame it on somebody else. I want to tell you, Joe Scarborough has been wrong more than anybody I've ever seen. That guy is just, he hates Trump, and he makes crap up, and then he makes predictions, and none of them come true.
Those people are just, they're going to be in meltdown here for a while. Now they're going to take this vote today for the witnesses, right? How long do you think that vote's
going to
take?
Well, they have discussion on it, and I think the discussion is 2 hours on each side.
And then they're going to take a regular vote where everybody says
They're going to do an up and down vote on witnesses. Right. If it is down, it ends right there. It's done. If it is a split, which it won't be now that Murkowski has declared, then the procedural part of it. But here's, get ready for this. There are going to be several motions of witness deals. So they're going to vote up and down on witnesses, but then there's going to be, well, you have two and we'll have two. and we'll vote on that. And then, no, we'll, so there's all this trickery that's going to be there. We'll let the Chief Justice decide. And all they're trying to do, let me tell you, all Schumer is doing is he's trying to win the majority. They're going in and trying to taint these Republicans. They're trying to call them every name in the book. Didn't do him any good with Lamar Alexander. They just jumped all over Lamar Alexander last night.
Oh, yeah.
And this morning,
yeah,
Morning Joe.
Yeah, I think that was about it. But they're not going to vote for these witnesses, and then will they vote for the acquittal later on the night or tomorrow?
It could be today. It could be today. I think it's more likely to be tomorrow, depending on how long these motions take.
Yeah, I wonder how old Mr. Jones is going to vote. I'd like to. He knows he's done anyway.
He may be changing his mind because of how I think he thought it was going to turn out a little bit differently than it did. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. This, when you really look at it, this is devastating to the Democrats, because what you're going to do is you're going to get at least one vote. You may get three from the Democrats to vote for acquittal.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's going to be acquitted, and then, I mean, it's just watching the meltdown. Now Pelosi out there calling for his team to be disbarred. And
Let me tell you.
What an idiot.
Jim, they are so desperate. It is unbelievable. They have totally messed up. They're listening to themselves talk. They're not listening to America. They love to call Republicans names, and that's all they do. They just call them names. This was not a legitimate trial. He's not really acquitted. If there was no trial, well, who's the guy in the robe that was standing up at the desk and talking about witnesses? Who is that guy? Is that a judge? And don't you have a judge for a trial? Or were they doing a beauty contest?
Well, it comes back to the Elizabeth Warren comment. Doesn't this undermine the Chief Justice?
Hey. God. After that question by Elizabeth Warren,
yeah.
Did you see the look?
No, they ain't going to get no help from the judge.
Did you
right
see
now.
The look on Robert's face after that? Oh my God! It's like,
I mean,
I thought he was going to use the B word. I thought he was going to use the B word.
They're not going to get any. They ain't going to get any cooperation from him. I'm telling you right now.
Yep.
Oh, man, this thing is just, it's unbelievable.
It's a circus, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how SNL is going to do this and how the late-night talk shows are going to do this. Not the prime time, I'm talking about late-night comedy talk. How are they going to do this?
Well, didn't SNL damn Dershowitz to hell last
week? Oh,
weekend?
Yeah, God, that was awful.
But I'll tell you what's going to be great is Tuesday. The Iowa caucus is going to go over. We're going to know who won that. Trump's going to be doing the State of the Union on Tuesday after a victory here on this. Man, it's just going to be unbelievable.
I'm acquitted for life. I'm acquitted for life. And congratulations, Bernie Sanders, on your victory in Iowa. I'm telling you, he is going to own that place.
Yeah, he'll say, what happened to Pocahontas? Yeah, it's going to be Dan, let me tell you something else here real quick. I don't know if you saw this. I called Joey about this morning. Saw a clip of it where Pocahontas was speaking to a group of people in Iowa yesterday, and she had some transgender people up there, I guess. And she had this 9-year-old transgender.
I saw that.
Yeah, and she was going to let her vet her Secretary of Education.
I know. So whatever
she said, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, I saw that. When you see something real clear, you can't necessarily tape. I can't copy everything that's real clear because of some rules that are there. But I wanted that clip badly. And then Elizabeth Warren's question, that, and then Joe Biden saying, why is Donald Trump coming to Iowa?
Yeah, what's he do? Yeah, he's acting like he must be afraid of me.
Guess who the other person who went to Iowa at this exact same time? Guess who that person was? Ronald Reagan, because we had sent in this flood of surrogates. David calls me and says, we're going to go to Iowa. And he wanted me and my team to be working on his team and pulling it off. And it was a kick butt event. And we owned it. Here's what we did. We knocked all them off the media. We knocked them out. And they... We owned it. We owned every media market in Iowa, and the Dems, Mondale Company, were struggling. They were gasping for air. It was a brilliant move. It's what we did in 1984.
I mean, Trump, he's got it going, man. I tell you what, that crowd he had, somebody should have asked Biden, said, well, how many people were at his rally compared to how many people are here?
Yeah, you want to do push-ups? Let's do a rally-off. You have a rally, yeah. I'll have a rally. We'll see who's got the most. Joe.
Yeah, he had a mob there, and Biden probably had 7,500 people there. I mean,
I haven't seen a Biden event that's had more than 100 people. And he was at what? An IHOP or something? No, was it? No way, Dairy Queen. He's at a Dairy Queen.
Oh, boy.
One of those Dairy Queen stadiums right
there? Yeah. No, a Dairy Queen. The side room of a Dairy Queen.
Okay.
Jim, I got to go, buddy. I wish you have a great day.
Y'all have a good one. Bye.
Jason Oz, Gary, hang on. Going to a break. Coming back to you.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Bye, 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 baby. Don't make me cry, baby. 272-9228, that's where we are. Guys, I introduce y'all to Paul and Christy Mello. And let me tell you, they're great. You're thinking about listing your house. You just want to know what is it going to take to list your house. Is your house ready to be listed? What's their opinion of it? How much do they think you can get for your house? Paul and Christy can answer every one of those questions. And let me tell you something. You can go to their website, Skip Zillow, call Mello, and you can get one of the little packs that are there, and they can mail it to you. They get a little surprise. And they're just putting in the notation, your Dan Morris Show listener, got a little surprise for you in there. But give them a call. Give them a call and talk to them. Paul and or Christy, I'm going to give you Paul's number of 334-399-7648, 399-7648. Christie's is 398-3434. These are some folks I have known for a lot of years. You know me. I do not take endorsed clients. I don't take anybody. You don't walk in here with money and I endorse you. I have to have a really good feeling about you and know that you're going to do and be who you say you are. Paul and Christy are exactly that. They are the perfect realtor for you, whether you're listing or buying. They can take care of you. Paul and Christy Millo, give them a call and give you Paul's number, 334-399-7648. They are champions in the real estate industry. Let me go to Jason. Jason S., welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Joe, if you don't mind, it's 12-1 if you'll put me in for sweet treats.
All
I appreciate
right.
it.
All right.
Jason S., you're in, buddy.
Hey, I got a question about the Supreme Court. It all boils down to John Roberts and my distrust for him. If President Trump gets another appointment, at that time, is there anything that can be done to shift John Roberts out of the Chief Justice spot and shift somebody else in? If so, what would it be?
No, there is not. Once you are Chief Justice and you're appointed Chief Justice, you would have to step down from Chief Justice. Now that you can step down as chief and just be a justice, the odds of that happening are not very high. But you are.
Well, that's a decision he'll have to make.
Yeah, because what happens is if there's a chief vacancy, they go to a justice and appoint that justice in the chief slot, and then that former justice's slot is open, and then they appoint that one. So you kind of get a twofer out of the deal.
Well, now, the last time the Chief Justice passed away, and President Bush actually got to nominate for the Chief Justice, why did they not actually appoint somebody from the existing?
Then you can do that also. You can do it straight up, or you can take somebody out of the that's on the bench.
So short of impeachment, really, he's there until he decides that he doesn't want to be there.
He's there unless we find out something happened. No.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks. I don't think I can do Oz justice in a telephone call. Oz, would you do a great favor for me? Would you hang on through the top of the hour break so I can hear what you've got to say, your questions, comments, and viewpoints? Let's go to the top of the hour break, Joey. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Up to 4 hours of debate has started over whether to allow witnesses.